Hello again. Brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, aunts, all of our spiritual grandparents, the whole lineage that has brought the Holy Spirit to our lives. Think about how long that's been. How many years? How many people? Welcome to today's Saturday Advent Daily Devotional, the last devotional in week three of Advent. And our title today, It Is Not Well With My Soul. It is not well with my soul. Amen. From John Pavlovitz's little devotion called Lo, here's his scripture selection for today. It's from Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. See how this works for you. This is a prayer. It's a psalm that Jesus gave to us as a bridge from the Old Testament to the New Testament. From his own lineage, King David, to be able to pray for us what we might not be comfortable praying for ourselves. Maybe these words he gives us can get us where we really want to be. Let's see. Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. See if this reminds you of any time you've felt like this. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Here's our devotion for today. I often hear people rightly warning against the dangers of the prosperity gospel. The idea that God is a massive supernatural vending machine just waiting to spit out cars and vacations and other varieties of quote-unquote favor in exchange for some seed money and a bit of faith. It's an attractive proposition, which is why it's easy to slip into that kind of cause and effect religion. One we hope will yield us measurable rewards of health, financial success, rock-hard abs, perfect children. A quick glance at the story of Jesus' birth, life, and ministry, though, and we should realize we have to jettison such ideas. Hardship is everywhere. But there is a false good news that is equally as draining to our hearts as the new prosperity gospel. The positivity gospel. The positivity gospel. This is the version we're most likely to encounter on Sunday mornings, in dramatically lit rooms during stirring choruses or eloquently proclaimed in rousing pulpit exhortations. It is the dangerous myth that belief should always leave us feeling good, that Jesus is the immediate antidote to despair, and that to experience something less than complete jubilation is to commit heresy. We all feel the pressure to live without sadness or doubt, but that doesn't come from God. The scriptures remind us that the journey with Jesus is just as often spent in the shadow places, the rough and darkened stretches, where light and hope seem in short supply. We tend to see those moments as defeats, to imagine that they are places we need to emerge from in order to be properly spiritual, when in reality, the low places are where we meet our Maker. Today, one of the most faith-affirming acts you can do is openly admit to your depression, your grief, your not okayness. This isn't a moral defect or a character flaw. It's your authentic confession of faith, which is enough. And we have three questions for your reflection today. Based on today's devotion, it is not well with my soul. Number one, though the pressure to be happy is always present, the holidays seem to amplify this. And yet the Bible gives us so many examples of people who were faithful, yet struggled with all sorts of doubt, despair, depression, and inner demons. Why is happiness something we chase? Two, why do you think faith communities often struggle to meet the needs of grieving, depressed, or mentally ill people? Is there a way space can be made for people who struggle with such things? Ways churches can include the valley experiences of life along with the mountaintop. And three, how can you make space for your own valley places this season? How can you be okay with your not okayness, and simply come to Advent as you are, resting in the truth that this is a beautiful thing. Well, that concludes our Saturday Advent devotion. We will be back tomorrow. As in every day of Advent, one more week to go. Tomorrow is the fourth Sunday of Advent at Vine Street Christian Church. Watch out now. It's the Sunday of love. And I'm sure we'll have another inspiring worship service. You can join us in person. There's nothing like that. That spirit in that sanctuary sometimes just runneth over, if you know what I mean. But it's also grand to watch live on Facebook and YouTube, or catch us later and stay up with the group. Here's your word for today to meditate and reflect on. Sadness.